Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wait, now the roots on fire. You know, I keep telling you it's a communist takeover of the United States. And I keep saying it's about open borders, it's about vaccine passports, it's about propaganda, it's about censorship, it's about banning, it's about bankrupting the country. The vaccine passports will knock, defund the middle class and knock away all these people who lose their jobs. But I keep forgetting to mention this new proposal by Democrats to have the IRS snoop in all our bank accounts and to give the IRS billions of, tens of billions of new dollars to create, you know, massive, wonderful new computer improvements and hire all kinds of new agents. Oh, that should be so good for all of us. You know what that reminds me of? About 5 years ago or so, the governor of our state was Brian Sandoval. He was a Republican, the worst Republican in the history of America, in my opinion. You know, he was the Republican that said, I will never raise taxes, and then 5 minutes after winning a landslide re-election, he gave us the biggest tax increase in the history of Nevada. And he gave illegal aliens the right to get driver's licenses at DMV, and of course that meant they all got registered to vote, and we've never won another election since that day. And he was the Republican who expanded, the first Republican in the nation to support the expansion of Medicaid into Obamacare. So he's the worst Republican ever in the history of the world, Brian Sandoval. God, the guy was so bad. But I'm trying to remember. Now I forgot why I was bringing him up. There was a reason I was bringing him up. Oh, I know. So on top of all that, what I left out was he's the guy that made all taxes, sales taxes, apply to online sales. And he tried to sell that like that's a good thing. Oh, that's so good for the state. To tax everything you buy online. Do you realize in most states still to this day, it's not going to last very long, but in most states still to this day, you buy something online, it's 0% sales tax. Do you remember 5 years ago in Vegas? Anything you bought was zero sales tax. So this guy cut a deal with Amazon that all Nevada residents would pay for anything they bought with Amazon online sales tax. So a guy like me, we buy everything online. I mean, I buy so much online. I probably spend $30,000 a year online. $30,000 a year for all the household supplies and everything I need, I buy them online. And I used to pay zero tax on that. Now I pay, Nevada charges a sales tax to almost 10%. So I pay close to $3,000 of extra a sales tax because of a Republican governor. And I'm supposed to say that's good? Am I supposed to say, thank you, Brian Sandoval? I wish he was listening right now. I hope he is listening. He's the head of the college system of Nevada, I believe. Or maybe he's just the president of UNR, Nevada Reno. I think he's the president of Nevada Reno. But either way, can you, like, that's a good thing? What did you do for me by taxing me an extra $3,000 a year for all of my online purchases when I used to pay zero, now I pay $3,000? You took $3,000 a year out of my wallet. Which means in the 6 years you've been gone from the governorship, or 5 years you've been gone, I've paid $15,000 in extra taxes. I'd have $15,000 more in the bank right now if you were not the governor 6 years ago. And you thought that was a good idea? Good for who? Not for your voters. Not for your citizens. Not for your business owners. Who did this benefit? That extra $3,000 a year you sucked out of my wallet, you moron. History. Plus sales taxes. plus giving illegals the right to vote, plus the first Republican governor to support expansion of Obamacare. Who needs enemies if you got Republicans like that? Why would I want to spend an extra $3,000 a year on online sales tax? Who does that benefit? It sure doesn't benefit me. None of it comes back to me. It just benefits illegal aliens. That's all we spend money on in Nevada and California and New Mexico and Arizona. This whole region, that's all we spend money on. The entire budget goes for illegal aliens. Illegal aliens in college, illegal aliens in public school, illegal aliens in hospitals, illegal aliens in emergency rooms, illegal aliens dropping babies. And then, of course, illegal aliens get 50 different kinds of welfare. Food stamps, welfare, housing allowance, aid to dependent children. Don't forget, earned income tax credits. Oh, that's a great one. At the end of the year, every illegal in the world goes back to the government and says, you owe me a refund. I don't owe you anything. You owe me a refund because I have 62 kids in Mexico, which they don't have. There are no such thing. They just make up the names of 62 kids and call them dependents, and we pay them an earned income tax credit based on that. Wow. I don't know what to tell you except all these people, Republican and Democrat, not one of them gives a crap about us. Not one of them. I had to change that word in mid-direction. That was a quick pickup, huh? Not one of them gives a crap about us. Not one rhino, not one liberal Republican, not one moderate Democrat, not one extreme radical communist Democrat gives a crap about us. And you got to ask, why would that be? Why would you care about illegal aliens? I don't understand. It just doesn't make sense to me. Why do you care about illegal aliens more than American citizens who vote for you? I don't get it. And the answer has to be they're all on the take from the Mexican drug cartel. I've said this from day one. It's the only explanation. They're on the take from the Mexican drug cartel. It's the same reason that there's no explanation for how they're bending over backwards to destroy America and destroy our economy and help China, except they're on the take from the Chinese Communist Party. What else explains it? Everything you do helps China and hurts America and hurts American citizens. Everything you do hurts American citizens and helps the Mexican drug cartel. How would you explain it otherwise, other than they're paying bribes to Democrats and rhino Republicans? And then why would you be for vaccines when they're killing more people and crippling more people than all the vaccines in the history of America combined times two? And this only happened in 10 months. Why would you be pro-vaccine at that point? How could you not acknowledge the serious problems with the vaccine and call a suspension to the program? And the answer is because you're on the take from the big pharma, the drug companies, the vaccine companies. That's the only reason anyone can be pro the vaccine. Because we all know they've suspended entire vaccine programs in America's history multiple times when 20 people died. They consider that a disaster. And now you have absolutely positively you're getting close to 20,000 dead on the record, on the books. And not almost, every expert I speak to understands the VAERS system says it's a very tiny percentage of the real amounts of deaths and injuries. Because most people are afraid to get on there. Most people are too lazy to get on there. It takes a half hour to 45 minutes to fill out a report. Most people have no idea it exists. If they didn't know it exists, they don't want to do it. And most doctors don't want to do it. And the victim is dead. So the victim can't do it. So very few people even report their injuries or deaths to the VAERS system. So almost everyone agrees the real number is at least 10 times higher. So instead of, you know, right now I think it's like approaching 17,000 dead from the vaccine. So the real number is probably 170,000 dead from the vaccine. We have stopped, I think we stopped the swine flu vaccine when 26 people died. And you may have 170,000 dead Americans from this vaccine. And you're not stopping it. Why would that be? And the answer is you're getting bribed from Big Pharma. Why would you let Mexican drug cartel control the border? It's because you're getting bribed from the Mexican drug cartel. It's good for you, the politician, because the Mexican drug cartel is depositing money in your offshore account. And it's large quantities. Maybe every Democrat senator is getting like $20, $30 million. Do you understand? The Mexican drug cartel does $500 billion on the border each year, somewhere in that neighborhood. Let's just say $300 to $500 billion. So 10% of that is $30 to $50 billion to give away as finder's fees. All these people are on the take, sure as I'm standing here. China's paying them, Mexican drug cartel's paying them, and Big Pharma's paying them. So sad. And now the Biden gang is making plans to vaccinate children 5 to 11 years old with the COVID vaccine. And it's got to be stopped. Anyone who does this, it's child abuse. Anyone who would do this to their child is pure child abuse. Your children have a much higher chance of dying from the vaccine than from COVID. Much higher. It's not even close. You are guilty of child abuse if you allow a child 5 to 11 years old. And they're making plans to quickly vaccinate 5 to 11-year-olds, 28 million of them. Folks, this is insanity. When you see the amount of people who have died from the COVID vaccine directly, and you see the amount of people that are sick in the hospitals with COVID and also dying with COVID after they've been double-vaxxed all around the world. How you'd ever allow this to be given to your children? Everyone's going to have to take their children out of public school. Your children need to go to private school or Catholic school or be homeschooled. No one can leave their children in public schools anymore. You do realize in private schools they aren't sitting there all day with masks on either. In public schools, your children are masked all day. What a nightmare. What a tragedy. Masked, vaccinated, learning nothing but critical race theory and communist brainwashing, how bad America is, how evil white people are. This is your child's school experience. And then when it's all over, even if they manage to get straight A's, you're not wanted at any Ivy League school anymore if you're male and white. No matter what you do, no matter how good your grades are, no white males need apply to any Ivy League schools in America. They want you if you're transsexual. Oh, they want you bad. We'll see you in a sec.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Learn. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Big announcements on my career coming up in the next few days and weeks. And the only way to get them is to go to my website, root4america.com. So make sure you head over there. Root4America.com. Lots of big changes. Root4America.com. The first volley is being fired right now, and it's up there right now. Root4America.com. Check it out. And you can always email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. But to find out what's going on in my career and the big moves we're making, just go to RootForAmerica.com and look at the headlines. And also, while you're there, sign up for my newsletter. And you'll get all my columns and commentaries and videos and all of my big news. RootForAmerica.com. Sign up for the Wayne Root newsletter. WayneRoot@gmail.com is how you reach me. And you can find all my opinions on the biggest news stories of the day at Getter, G-E-T-T-R. And it's at Wayne Root at Getter. All right. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, I think we're in for a dark, dark, dark period in America's history. Maybe the darkest in America's history is coming up. But just in the next few months, it's going to be a very bad winter. There's just not going to be enough energy, enough oil. There's not going to be enough clothing or gifts for Christmas. Not going to be enough food. If you're middle class, there is no way to afford beef and chicken anymore. It's going through the roof. And God forbid you or someone in your family lost their job because of COVID vaccine mandates, then you can't afford meat or chicken, even if it didn't go up. That'd be a very dark winter. So you've got to own gold and silver. You've got to. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They've been awarded the PNG designation, which means they're the best of the best in the world. But the biggest advantage for you, Tangible just might have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer in the country, which means they can afford to give you incredible deals. And I beg them to give you the best deal they've ever given to anybody, ever. And they did. They've been in business all those years, 35 years. Never have they given away gold at 1% over the New York spot price. They are selling you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Nobody does that anywhere, ever, in America. Just say Root. That's it. Say Root, and you're in. That's the magic word, Root, Wayne Root. And you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. Offers limited to 5 ounces per family. Contact Tangible Investments at 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Just say Root, 800-300-8441. These vaccine mandates, in my opinion, the worst thing in America right now, other than the border. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announces new vaccine mandates for all city workers. No options. He eliminates the testing option. Biden announces today they're going to vaccinate children 5 through 11 quickly with the COVID vaccine. Yeah, quickly, before you notice what's happening to your kids, quickly. Meanwhile, all kinds of brilliant people are warning about the massive inflation to come and the supply chain disappearing and the ships stuck at sea. The Fed's beige book sounds the alarm, red alert alarm on inflation. Businesses are telling the Federal Reserve that inflationary pressures are pushing up their costs and raising consumer prices dramatically. Significantly elevated prices fueled by everything happening with the Biden administration, including giving away too much money to too many people. Steep price increases coming. And here's Zero Hedge. They tend to speak to the biggest people in Wall Street whose names you may not and I may not be familiar with, but they're very bright people. They're billionaires. And during an interview on CNBC, billionaire investor Paul Tudor Jones, they call him PTJ, Paul Tudor Jones, who's a brilliant billionaire and does much philanthropic work, warned that the single biggest threat to society is inflation, and slams the most inappropriate policy of his lifetime going on in the Biden administration. And he's buying lots of cryptocurrency. And I agree with that, too. I think you should buy gold and silver and cryptocurrency. But he says it's just going to be massive inflation coming. And you just don't realize that inflation is the biggest tax ever. There was a Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin. They could stop all the tax increases they want. The biggest tax increase ever is a massive inflationary cycle. That's what's coming. And the only way to protect yourself against that in times of massive inflation is to make sure you have some gold and silver. My best advice. We 6,700 Seattle students now without school bus service thanks to the COVID vaccine mandates. So many school bus drivers have quit. Nearly 1,900 Washington State employees quit or were fired over the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Defense Department threatening elite Navy SEALs that if they don't take the COVID jab, they'll have to pay back all the cost of their training and get a dishonorable discharge. This COVID vaccine mandate is the worst thing to ever happen in America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is not saying if the human remains found today belong to Brian Laundrie.
Our evidence response team is on scene using all available forensic resources to process the area. It's likely the team will be on scene for several days.
Special Agent in Charge Michael McPherson saying the partial remains were found at the Florida Nature Park where police were hunting for Laundrie. Earlier today, the lawyer for Laundrie's family said articles belonging to Gabby Petito's fiancé were found in the park. Republicans are pumping the brakes on a Democratic voting rights bill. A vote to formally open debate on the bill failed to cross the 60-vote threshold with no Republican support. President Biden spending part of his Wednesday in his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, pushing his Build Back Better agenda. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. We've got Brandon Tatum with us, our guest, former Tucson police officer, author of Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in America Under Siege. His website's beatenblackandblue.com. He's the founder of the Tatum Report, and he's a regular guest on our show, Brandon Tatum. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
Good. So, look, we usually have you on to discuss general things going on in the world, you know, with police and with criminals and the border and all kinds of things, but we have a very specific reason for having you on today because you were a former Tucson police officer, and your police chief, Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus, is Biden's nominee to lead the U.S. Customs and Borders Protection. And I guess the only thing I could say is God help us. That's your former boss, your former police chief. Senate confirmation hearings began yesterday. What are your opinions, Brandon Tatum, of your former police chief, Chris Magnus?
Well, I think the first thing we have to look at is who selected him, which is Joe Biden, who can't tell his head from his behind half of the time. So we already know that's going to be a bad decision. These politicians that are in office now are always political. I worked for Chief Magnus. He is an activist. And he said in front of the world that he's an activist disguised as a police chief. All he does is do activism work. He supports BLM and all of that crazy stuff that they do. And he's been in over his head ever since he took the job at CPD. He worked for Richmond PD, where they had a fifth of the officers that we have. Destroyed morale. All of the above that you can think about as a negative leader, that is Chief Magnus. And, of course, they will pick him to be the lead of Border Patrol.
Right. Here's one thing that I saw in the notes that you provided to Andrew Paul, my producer, that I really think we should highlight. He eliminated the gang unit and renamed it. So he's a politically correct guy who didn't want a gang unit. What did he rename it, Brandon?
Yeah, he named it as the violent groups or something stupid. I mean, and this guy's a complete coward, and that is indicative of his behaviors. There's nothing wrong with calling these criminals who they are. They're gang members. They need to be brought to justice. Nobody cares about the touchy-feeling word that you say, you know, associated with the particular group, but he's an activist. And so what is he going to do? He's going to kowtow to whoever's coming out and making these leftist remarks, and he's going to change things. And it wasn't that he renamed it and all that. He eliminated the gang group for a period of time, and it destroyed morale. Guys on the department that worked their tail off to be a part of GTAC, which was a gang tactic unit, they grew out their beards. You know, they had pride in it. And he came in and made them all go back to patrol, and it destroyed morale. I don't think there's a single officer on the police department that have respect for him. When he first got hired, and we know they only hired him because he had a husband, but when he first got hired, we had a survey of all the officers. And did they vote for him or they believe that he should be the police chief? And he had one person out of the entire police department, and I think that person did it on accident, one person that said they believe he should be the police chief.
So he's gay? You're telling me he has a husband? That's one of the reasons he got hired?
100%. All right, the city of Tucson is probably just as far left as Seattle, Washington. So they had options to hire plenty of quality candidates, and they decided to go with him because they wanted to be progressive. And they wanted to pick him because he's a man who had a husband, and they wanted to be progressive.
Unbelievable. You know, obviously, you're well aware, Brandon, of the problem we're having with the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, whatever the hell his name is. You know, gay, wants to stay home and nuzzle with his husband and coo with his new little adopted babies for 3 months paid while the supply chain in the United States goes to hell. I'm about to write a column called The Gay Man Who Stole Christmas. That's what he is. Just because you're gay doesn't mean you have a right to be a cabinet secretary and stay home when your lover has a baby. I've never heard anything so outrageous in my entire life. I don't care that you're gay. I care that you're gay and you think you're better than the rest of us. No straight person can ever afford to stay home as a cabinet secretary when you're in charge of the supply lines of America and they're going kafooey and there's going to be no presents for Christmas. You can't stay home and coo with your baby. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But I think because he's gay, he assumes he's better than the rest of us, and the media will never attack him because you'd be called anti-gay if you attacked him.
Exactly. That's why they want to make Chief Magnus the head of Border Patrol, and I call him Pete Booty Snitch. You know, this guy, he didn't have a baby. I think people are just getting it all misconstrued. Nobody in that household labored to have a baby. Nobody was pregnant for 9 months. Nobody had morning sickness. Nobody had any of those things.
Right.
And he gets to stay home. They just adopted a baby. You don't. What paternity do you need? Nobody needs to recover. You don't have to worry about postpartum depression. You don't need to breastfeed. You don't need to support your wife who's breastfeeding. These people. I mean, it's out of control. They're shaming women. That's a right that women have to stay at home. And if a husband can help his wife because they need help after they labor and give birth. These two idiots don't need anything. They didn't take nothing but go down there and use effort on their wrist to sign a piece of paper. There is no effort involved, especially in a situation like this in our country where we need leadership the most and we need, you know, to get the process moving again. And this fool is at home cuddling with his husband. It makes no sense to me.
3 months of paid leave as the cabinet secretary. Are you out of your freaking mind? It's so and the ships are backed up for miles and miles and miles at the ports, and there's not going to be anything on the shelves to eat, and there's not going to be any gifts for Christmas. We're headed for a dark winter, and the gay man thinks he should stay home with his husband. Oh, my God. You know, these people are just in another world. Because they're liberal, they just forgive anything. If you're a fellow liberal, if you're gay, if you happen to be a minority, if you happen to be anything except a white male Republican, you're forgiven with everything and anything you do. It's all mind-blowing. It really is. At the Senate confirmation hearing, your favorite police chief, Chris Magnus, former Tucson police chief, said he supports coronavirus testing and vaccination for migrants arrested by Customs and Border, and he's open to closing gaps in the border wall created by the Biden administration's construction freeze. I assume you don't believe a word he's saying. He's just saying that during the hearings to get confirmed. And once confirmed, he won't do any of that. I don't believe any liberal would ever do any of that. Anybody who broke up the gang unit would never do any of that. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, of course. But they also talk about how he reamed the Border Patrol agents for the way they handled the Haitians. And we all know that they weren't whipping them and doing nothing inappropriate. They shouldn't have been in our country if they didn't come here legally. He stood against the Border Patrol agents when he did that. When he worked for the Tucson Police Department, he made negative references to the Border Patrol agents, and he wanted TPD to have nothing to do with them. So he's a complete fraudulent individual, in my opinion, and I don't think he's going to do anything he said. Look at Joe Biden. Look at what he has said and look at what he has done. They'll say anything to get confirmed. They'll say anything to get your votes because they want to get a bipartisan support, and then they're going to get in there and become an activist. They're not going to do their job. They're going to be activists.
And if anybody doubts that, by the way, can you think back to the campaign with Joe Biden? I'm a moderate. I'm so moderate. And I have all the answers to COVID. And everything's going to be great. There's not going to be any problems in America once I'm elected. And once elected, you become a total raving communist. And everything he does is a communist takeover of the United States, radical, extreme, nut jobs, taking over the country. Nothing Joe Biden said when he was in his confirmation hearing, meaning campaign, in front of the American people, nothing turned out to be true. They lie. How do you know they're lying? Their lips are moving. Liberals lie. Communists lie. Always. It's part of communism is to lie to people, and they are lying to you. So if Joe Biden lied like that, why would anyone doubt that his nominee for U.S. Customs and Border Protection is lying? After all, Brandon Tatum, this guy, your former boss, Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus, he prohibited police from interacting with Border Patrol. How could he now be in charge of the Border Patrol?
Yeah, it just speaks to his character. I don't care what a man say. I want to see what his actions are. And when I worked there, now, you know, people, I have birdies. They tell me exactly what still goes on in Tucson Police Department. And he don't want us to do any interaction with BP because he's just like any of these leftists that think that they're somehow bad guys for enforcing Border Patrol laws and regulations. It is not that hard. I really wish and I pray that God can send good men and even women to, you know, support and be leaders in our country. We don't need these activists, these cowards that are afraid to offend people, afraid to stand up for the rule of law. We need none of that. And I pray that and I don't even know if Republicans have enough power to block this nomination, but I hope that we start stepping up and putting in good people that can really do what America needs and not be liars, but be honest about what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, as an example, I know this wasn't something we were planning to discuss, but this just came across my news desk. Biden's pick for controller of the currency of the United States was born and raised in communist Soviet Union, won't hand over her thesis on Marxism, written when she was in the USSR, and she's known as a Marxist, a pro-communist who hates America. He wants her in charge of the currency of the United States of America. If this isn't a communist takeover of America, I don't know what is.
I remember, I'm young enough to remember that when they were in office and they were campaigning and everybody was saying this from Joe Biden to his press secretary that they were not going to mandate vaccinations. That's not the responsibility of the United States government. They're not going to do it federally. They, not in the foreseeable future. That's not the function. Fauci said it, everybody said it. And you know what happened? They mandated it. They're mandated it to companies that have 100 or more employees, and they're going to matriculate that down as far as they can go. They don't care if you're sick. They want you to get the shot. Big government, big money, and government control is what they're after.
And they're killing all the cops. I mean, the vaccine mandate, they're making so many cops resign or be fired. There's going to be such a massive shortage when you dial 911. Nobody's going to answer. This is so bad. This is the ultimate defunding of the police. The vaccine mandate, Brandon, turned out to be the defunding of the police and the fire and the paramedics and the nurses and the border patrol and the military and the prison guards. All of them. It's a nightmare. Hey, Brandon, we're on the run. Always love you. Tuning in. Thank you for joining my show. BeatenBlackAndBlue.com is his website. He's the founder of the TatumReport.com, and he's got a book out called Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in America Under Siege. Brandon Tatum, former Tucson police officer. Thank you for coming on, Brandon.
Thank you, Wayne. God bless you. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Congrats on your new baby. I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN.
So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups
are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is the sponsor of this segment of the show. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Your internet history is being tracked every day by the government and sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business, personal, or family, three different plans to meet your needs, starting at only, get this, $6.95 a month. That's it. Privacy forever for $6.95 a month. Use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. How do you beat that? It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com. All right, last segment of hour number two. I want to dig into this controller choice of Biden because it's very similar to all his choices. They're all little brainwashed communists. Biden's pick for controller of the currency was born and raised in communist Russia, the Soviet Union. Now she won't hand over her university thesis on Marxism. I mean, anyone who listens to my show knows I'm a different kind of cat, right? Different kind of guy. Can you imagine? These people wrote theses on Marxism and how much they loved communism. You know what I wrote my senior thesis on? And remember, I went to Columbia University, one of the world's great Ivy League elite institutions. And my senior thesis was Jewish gangsters of the 1930s and 40s. That was my senior thesis. Because I've always been an interesting guy, a unique guy, and a different kind of guy. And I wanted to hear, you know, I wanted to write about Jewish mobsters. And these people want to write about communists. They're all a bunch of brainwashed little Kool-Aid drinking Stepford wife communists. The most amazing thing I've ever seen. But, you know, I'm sure all my classmates at Columbia, including Obama and George Stephanopoulos, another classmate of mine, I'm sure all of them wrote their senior thesis on how wonderful communism was, just like this little witch. This is the controller of the currency of the United States. That's what she's been chosen for by Joe Biden. Raised in communist Russia. She is the last pick. Her name is Amarova. Amarova. She is the last pick. Saleh Amarova. She is the last pick you'd make for control of the currency if you're looking to build a better America. Build back America better. She won't hand over a thesis she wrote in college. Saleh Amarova. Republican Pat Toomey, ranking member of the committee, sent a letter to Amarova asking Cornell Law School professor to hand over her Moscow State University thesis titled Karl Marx's Economic Analysis and the Theory of Revolution in the Capital. He wants it handed over by October 13th, citing the committee's need. Well, it's already passed that day. The committee's need to fully assess the fitness of the individuals to serve in Senate-confirmed executive positions. She grew up in the Soviet Union. She has scrubbed mention of the thesis from her resume. She also praised the now-defunct socialist government for its lack of a gender pay gap. She's a crackpot communist. Same as all of them. They're all bad news. Joe Biden has got us headed down the toilet bowl. You heard of the soup bowl? This is the toilet bowl. Joe Biden's got his plane in the toilet bowl. Democrat plans. The only good news is that Democrat plans plunge deeper into chaos today after this Kyrsten Sinema, the Arizona Democrat senator, opposed tax hikes. And so it may leave top rates unchanged. She is opposed to any tax increases, a crucial component of the Democrats' attempt to pass a $4.5 trillion spending package. She's one of two moderate Democrats, the other being Joe Manchin. But that's a misnomer. They're not moderate. They're moderate by Democrat standards. So in the end, they'll push hard, and they'll make sure it's not a $4 million or a $3 million. It'll be a $2.8 million package. What's the difference? That's the game. That's the scam I think they're all playing. You know, if they weren't playing that scam, they'd both switch to the Republican Party, and they would change the balance of power of the United States. You know, can you imagine if they both switched? We'd be, Republicans would be up 52-48. And that's it. Joe Biden's agenda would be gone. But according to the Wall Street Journal, Sinema, again, Arizona Democrat senator, has told lobbyists she won't stand for significant increases in taxes on business or high-income individuals or capital gains, pushing Democrats to more seriously plan for a bill that does not include those major revenue increases. Thank God. Thank God. So, here's what she's told outside groups, CNBC reports. She has told outside groups her top line figures are 24% corporate taxes, no increase to the carried interest tax, and a ceiling of 39.6% as the top individual tax bracket. And while she's open to a carbon tax, Manchin isn't, making it a moot point. All I could tell you is, you know, I don't want any increases. In the middle of this nightmare we're going through now, you don't want any increases. At all. I mean none. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Why would you increase taxes in a country that's on the verge of a depression? That you could still lock down, that still demands masks, that still demands vaccine mandates, that's caused crisis, chaos, and confusion. People are quitting. People are being fired. People don't have jobs. They're defunding the middle class. They're defunding Republicans and conservatives and the silent majority. Last thing we need is a tax increase of any kind, or we will plunge into depression.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.